All right, man, we'll go do the C4 at Craig House.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
You can't beat me, so you wanna beat me?
This is Bubby. Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Should be he's a,
I am
he's
the
wolf
of
wolf
Watsy.
Of Watsy.
His is up here though.
Oh man. Hey, welcome to the Cardboard Crack House. This is I'm kind of disappointed, Earl Grey.
Moppy parking lot.
I don't know what I'm today.
You don't know what you are today.
Hull Breacher Biffo. Fucking getting
Hull Bitch and Biffo. Got it.
Fucking broke. Well,
what
Breacher.
Is Hull Breacher right now?
45 on according to your little printout right here.
So this is off of stocks, which averages out TCG Player, Card Kingdom, and a couple other places.
You see that? That's the card I wanted.
Yeah, I know.
45, bro.
It makes me go, wow, my fucking mythic that I pulled out of my
more,
box.
It's more expensive than your opposition agent, bro. God damn, 42 on that one too.
Hey, so if you guys don't know, we're going to talk about Commander Legacy, Commander Legends, and is it worth it to buy an actual box? So the day of this recording, it is Wednesday the what?
11th.
The 11th.
11-11, man.
Happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there.
Yep.
Happy Veterans Day.
And, well, some of us were able to get our boxes early.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lot got his last night at like 11 o'clock.
11:40 something, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
Just before you went to work,
I happened to be, No, I didn't work yesterday.
Although, oh.
I just happened to be downtown because
You know what's across the street, right? Prostitutes and the fucking...
I was saying,
and
that
halfway house.
Happened to be downtown.
He's cruising.
In the middle of a fucking pandemic,
I was
downtown.
Cruising Chester because guess what?
For some
trim. No, for fucking Pokemon Go. I'm a fucking nerd.
Some trim, Bob.
He was looking for some trim, bro.
God, yeah. Hey, can you be any older?
Across the street is that halfway house, and it's nothing but drug dealers and prostitutes.
I've got higher standards than that.
Yeah, come on. Fuck. Hold on, man.
I've seen Jalissa.
Oh, you got to bring that bitch up. Fuck.
I've seen her.
God damn it. Why? Why again?
All right.
Okay, we'll move on.
No. What the fuck are you doing downtown?
Pokemon Go. Literally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was trying to play some Pokemon.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
It's okay, Parker. We're accepting here, bro.
So, all right, man. What was the best Pokemon you pulled last night? Did you get any shiny?
No, nothing good.
I was just refilling my bag.
That's a reverse negative holo Charizard.
Oh, well, you have to do that, man. If you don't play Pokemon Go, you need Pokeballs. And trying to catch Pokemon, you can...
You go through them.
Yeah. And if so you don't want to spend $5 to actually fill
buy
up
more.
To buy them...
Of course, I was going to say, there's got to be a microtransaction.
You got to go to the fucking things and you got to fucking swipe. So you're just driving, you just fucking slow down to about 40 miles an hour. And as soon as you hit it, you fucking swipe really quick.
That's the upside to Chester at like after 11 p.m. I can set my cruise control at like 12 and just cruise down the street, catch every single green light, and you're going slow enough to be able to.
And he's walking, so he's hatching his eggs.
And I'll be working my eggs. Yeah.
And he's like, look at us, like, what the fucking nerd?
Fucking parking lot, dude.
Oh man, I still play it every once in a while.
On your fucking day off.
Well, you're downtown.
You got to remember, I work overnight, so that's like my morning. All right. I'm awake when everyone else is asleep. My PM is everyone else's. My PM is AM to me.
So I work at night. Cool. So last night, man, cool, you decided to stop by the shop because you know for a fact that they were going to get the stuff in.
I got hit up. I was told, "Hey, we got the boxes. You want one?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm on one." Flippy intern.
Fuck you, Snorlax.
Coming down from the fourth fucking story of the building across the street.
Fuck you, coughing. Hey, do you have a coughing?
Of course I do.
It's common.
Coughing.
All right.
So, you get there. You buy your box.
Yep. Crack that bitch on the spot.
And what'd you get?
My top pulls were Scrollrack.
Oh, so, okay.
Number 6 on the list.
Man, I actually need one of those motherfuckers too.
Yeah, it sucks because the only one I have, if my memory serves me right, is a fake. So it was nice to actually open a real one.
Nice, dude.
Let's see. That's other mythics. I got Port Razor. Did pull an Akroma.
Oh, you did?
That. Yeah.
Nice.
The Phyrexian Triniform, that new, what's that new, Encore? Yeah, the Encore ability.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like fuck ton of mana for multiple copies of the 9/9. I was like, okay. Mythics were all right. Foil rares, I picked up 3 in total. One of the foil etch, I got Belb, the black green elf zombie.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Which I was actually excited for, even though it's only like a $6 foil.
I know Ralphie was like, man, I want that. I was like, well, you know.
Y'all know me. I've got a weird thing for elves and druids.
And it's Golgari.
So, of course, I'm keeping
Operation Golgari in effect.
I got Glenn, or Gin, whatever the fuck, then Mardu, Legendary, and then Akroma's Wheel in foil. And that's pretty good.
What did that do again?
You get multiple effects.
Okay. I'm surprised he didn't reprint Akroma's Memorial. We could have used it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's fair. It probably would have been downshifted to a rare, though.
So, lands. How many lands did you pull out of this thing?
One.
So, the whole box, you got one land.
Full fucking
box.
So,
out of 96 packs, you pulled one fucking land.
Yeah, I only pulled the Golgari.
So, if you guys don't know, these boxes are not 36 packs. They're 96 packs.
Biffle's looking at me more.
I thought you fucked up.
No, it's like 24 of that.
26.
26.
Okay, something what is like it?
It's low.
43.
No.
All right, I'm confused. Yeah, fuck me up.
At that price, it's in there no
way.
Yeah,
fuck me up.
It's 20? 24?
Oh, so it's like a master's box.
You're looking at 20 cards per pack.
Yeah, it's 24. with 20 cards per pack.
I was fucking everybody up like Rudy does. And he goes, yeah, man, this is 163 cards in this. Yeah,
when you said 96 packs, I was like, oh, he must have meant 36. And then you said it again. I was like, wait, okay, what?
So I waited till 9:30 this morning to go pick up mine. Had a nice accident yesterday helping the local LGS store moving a couch in for their new parents' lounge.
Parents' lounge?
Yeah.
Is that like the reverse babysitting?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Something like that.
Like, you
let the kids run around, the parents go sleep on the couch.
Yeah. Like, remember Warped Tour used to do shit like that? Yep. Like, they'd have like a adult room and then like... Yep. Like you can go out there and just fuck off and be watching all the bands while your parents are there.
Helping them move this fucking couch, I didn't realize when I was walking backwards there were steps.
Ouch. Man, they just snuck up on you, huh?
They snuck up on me and I went down, dude, like a sack of rocks.
Hostile step.
All I know is I heard a loud snap. I thought it was my cell phone. It wasn't my cell phone. But it wasn't a pop, which was a good thing, because if it was a pop, I'd have to go to the doctor and I'd be in traction just like all the football players when they break their ACL.
That's all right, dude. We'll just give you the spike like we did today. You couldn't even get up, so I told parking lot, give him the spike. We're going to need to get this episode done.
So,
put me in, coach.
Right now, coach. I have cankle on my left leg.
Fuck yeah.
Man, that shit looks all fucked up, bro.
But here's the thing. I've been there. I feel the pain. I'm not going to...
Believe it or not, I don't feel that much pain.
Well, but I feel. Like, I understand.
That shit looks like it hurts, dude.
It's just...
It should.
I'm hobbling around.
Put it away. Like, I don't even want to look at it. Nasty.
I'm like hobble on Cassidy. You know, I'm sitting there. I got to rock myself back and forth like a fat man trying to get out of a fucking couch. Then I'm standing, and I can't turn really quick to go anywhere, so I have to sit there and shuffle like Michael Jackson's Thriller.
He's got
to
do a three-point turn.
He's got a three-point turnaround when I have 1 foot stake. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm moving with the thing, just shuffle, and then I can walk straight. And
he's out to get you. Here comes Bob hobbling down the hallway.
So, yeah, man, it was pretty good.
He starts to scream. All right, good. I think we found the intro song. Just saying.
But no, it was interesting, man. So I was, and they kept telling me, "Oh, just sit down, relax." And I was like, "I was all, nah, man. It's just like a shark. If you stop moving, you die."
Shark.
You do.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Your foot will start swelling.
Yeah, you're fucked.
And
up. There
it is.
They should have put you in the air cast like they did Alex Smith.
I literally started walking, just constantly walking back and forth. I wouldn't stop walking. By the time I got home, it was numb enough to where I couldn't feel it. But boy, when I took pictures of it. And said to my boss, they're like, "What the fuck happened to you?" I'm all, "This is what happens when you're fat and you miss steps."
Yeah. That'll happen, man.
You know, of course they wanted me to go into work today.
Yeah, dude. Hey.
Of course they did.
Hey, bro. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, did you tell them where you were at?
Hell no.
I was going to say, hey, motherfucker, you got plenty of time to play games and move couches. Your ass better be here at fucking 6 o'clock.
Fuck that, man. I was asleep at 6 o'clock going, yeah. It was nice and warm.
Toasted.
So then they called you at 6:30. Hey, man, where you at?
No, I told them the night before. But then they called me about 7 o'clock because they needed paperwork done, so I had told to go you. Down there.
Do hey, where paperwork. You at, man?
And then they looked at my leg and they're like, it wasn't starting to bruise yet. It was still just, you know, fat ankle. And they're like, "Oh, that looks bad." I'm going like, "You gonna go to the doctor?" I'm going, "Why, man? You guys don't provide me with fucking health with health care."
All right, rub some dirt on it. Let's go.
Exactly.
Hey, parking lot, do you get time off for hurting yourself?
Now, fuck no.
They fucking get you in there too, huh?
Yeah, they tell me to get back to fucking work.
Yeah, I don't care if you can't walk. Go tackle that crackhead.
Exactly.
He's over there fucking with the guests.
Yeah, what are you going to...
So, hey, in this episode, we're going to talk about Commander pricing.
Yeah. Ooh, my favorite topic. Parking lot fucking specialty.
Yeah.
So the most expensive card right now is Jeweled Lotus.
Well, no surprise.
It says 119 here on MTG stocks.
Man, that dropped.
But
it
was like 130. 109 right now on TCG Player.
It'll come down. Wasn't that like $500?
No, that's not. This is the non-foil.
This is the regular non-foil. You are looking at that extended art price.
The extended art foil
was over a grand.
Yeah.
What? With the eBay listings.
And they have 9 of those have sold.
Mm-hmm. So people, some dumb, 9 dummies out there spent a fucking cool rack on a foil.
Here's the thing. On that rare and mythic sheet, there's only one per rare and mythic sheet. There's not multiples. There's one on that sheet.
So it's like Mana Crypt style?
It's worse than Mana Crypt style. It is. I opened up 2 boxes today. I didn't see one. He opened up 1 box.
I didn't see one.
Ralph opened up 1 box out of the same case. Didn't see one. All right.
So you're thinking 1 per case?
Brad bought 1 box.
He hit it.
He hit Jeweled Lotus.
Regular.
But he didn't really get anything. He got 3 lands.
That's a trade-off I'm willing to take. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It was like, man, is it worth it? Yeah, he just made his money back on that 1 box, you know. 110 out the door. That 1 card is...
Pays for it.
Pays for
it. Anybody hit a tutor?
The shop did. It hit a vampiric tutor. Yeah.
I didn't see one. Brad didn't see one. I hit a mana crypt.
And he hit a scroll rack. You hit a mana drain.
Mana drain.
And then I hit a scroll rack. So there's some of the higher end mythics.
So what about 1 per box you're looking at?
You're looking at one per case, probably.
You're looking at something that has...
No, I'm talking about at the top, like 5 or 6.
More likely, one of...
One per box.
Mana Drain's going to have 1 ofs. Vampire 2 is going to have 1 ofs. Hull Breacher and everything else is just going to be a little bit...
They're rares. So those should be...
They should be in there, yeah. Well, you didn't hit one. You didn't hit a Hull Breacher either.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Of all the, there's so many cards I wanted to hit.
752 cards in this set.
That's crazy, man.
315 base set, then all the extras.
All the pretty stuff, all the extended art stuff, the commander product.
Wait a minute. There's only 2 ways to make your money back on these fucking boxes.
Collector boosters.
Okay, but those aren't all day. Yet, so let's talk.
You're guaranteed 1 foil etched per pack.
No, those are always making your money back almost.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where it is, but we're talking about regular boxes today.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like, to me, in the famous words of all my friends that pissed me off these last 3 years I've been in Magic, no fucking value here, dude.
No fucking value.
No fucking value, bro.
The value-
hey, Bob, where's my value, Bob?
I guess the value's got to be... Let me see.
Hey, Parker, your ass is stuck over there. I like this part.
Yeah, well, I was being nice. Just a little filler for the moment. He's closest to an outlet so he can charge his phone. So I'm in the second slot.
He's in the Bibble chair.
I'm in the big chair.
The fucking bitch chair, dude.
I got the bed chair right here. I can lean back, relax on the throne over here.
Parking lot. Where's my value?
This is the value. These are out of the 2 boxes. These are all the commanders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uncommons that you get. No. This is uncommons.
Yeah. So...
Go for it.
No, I mean, you're talking. Go ahead.
So out of my 1 box, out of the possible legendaries in rare or mythic, I opened 32 different legendaries.
Ooh, you're all hard about that.
With only 3 duplicates out of them all.
Ooh, now you're listening.
So, and that's 1 box. So think about the draft environment with that.
Yep, that's exactly
because right. These are what this box set is for. It's intended for draft. It ain't for us fuckers just cracking the packs just to bullshit. This is definitely built in a way to be drafted. And
there's more than just that one in there.
So when you hit your 8-man pod and you do your draft, there's going to be a wide fucking variety coming in.
Yeah,
that's just the way it's going to be. You're going to have that big variety. You ain't going to say the same thing twice in a tournament. Flat out.
That'd be fun, though.
Honestly, at this point, now we've opened them, now we've really looked at them, just save those boxes for draft. You want your value? go get your collector's boxes.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where the value is going to be.
Now, the one thing that scares me, if I remember right, Bob, you're telling me they're going to kind of start shortchanging us on those.
They did. So our local LGS, for two stores, he was only allocated 18 boxes.
Fuck.
That is three cases.
That's less than half, right? Didn't you say they're going to cut him in half?
That's, I don't know. They only allocated him three cases for pre-release. That was it for two stores.
Fuck. And they're like, and he sells.
Yeah.
Dang.
So I told him.
Did they do it? Did they really call him and tell him that?
When he went and picked it up.
Or did they just show up?
They just showed up. This is what we got. This is what you get.
Damn, that's even worse, Bob. That's even worse. Thing.
We told
him. There's no dignity even to be like, hey, man, we're going to cut you in half this time. No, it's just like, hey, bro, this is what we got.
So here in, what, another week, they're going to come out with the full set.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, his distributor is going, well, we're going to make sure that you're going to get your stuff. Well, yeah, we're gonna make sure. Well, I got a feeling when it comes to collector boosters, he's only going to get maybe partial one-third of the allocation that he's going to be asking for. Because why? People are going to be opening up these boxes. They're not getting all the rares.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, when you open up those collector boosters, if the collector boosters are 20 booster packs, 20 cards per pack, yeah, it's going to be a lot better because you got 12 packs, 20 cards apiece. I averaged about 34 rares out of each box because you can get up to four rares in the set in each pack. Yep. So that means a foil. The two legendaries can be both mythic or rare, and then you get your rare or mythic slot.
Yeah, and what I remember out of my one box is when I pulled my Achroma, it was in the legendary slot, not in the rare mythic slot.
Oh, okay. So then you also got a rare.
So I got another rare in that pack. So I'm pretty sure I'm up in towards those numbers overall. Definitely heavy on the rares, not so much on the mythics. Because like I said, I only opened four mythics in
my
box.
So you're looking at five... up to, I think, six rares per pack for collector's edition. What has more value to a Magic player?
Yeah, you're right. These are just the fuck. You should just be drafting with this shit.
Well, this is all draft. We thought that it was going to be a little bit easier to just go, oh, yeah, you know, all the Jeweled Lotus. It's going to be easier to pull. No, no, no.
They proved us on that one.
They proved it that it is harder to pull, but they still haven't proved the fact that it is worth $110.
No.
That card is worth $25.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I have my magic number where I'm going to slightly disagree. I'm going to say 40. I think, my high end.
I think long-term spec buy at 40, but right now, no, man. You know how much product... This is going to be opened up.
That's true, but we also know that they're shortcutting allocations. We already talked about that.
They can shortcut allocations
all
they want.
That's going to force the price on the secondary market.
Yeah, well,
they're doing that intentionally.
Yeah, when that secondary print run comes
in, that's what I'm saying.
That drop is going to be drastic.
I hope.
You're right, too, parking lot, the same thing. Now, when it's already up, because only a little bit was open, now everyone's going to buy second printing, too.
And, guys, there is going to be a second printing of this set.
Yep. I hope a third printing, to be fair. Let's just
hope they fix the way they allocate the cards in the boxes by the time they do the second print run. Because if you're only guaranteeing one Jeweled Lotus per case, then there's something fucking wrong.
So what do you guys think? Because, like... This is obviously way more important to Magic players than like the next standard set would be, because like not everyone plays standard, but like everyone plays Commander. Do you think that like other stores that don't usually go hard on boxes were like, oh, I do want Commander Legends?
Well, supposedly our local LGS did $25,000 worth of product. Obviously, he didn't get $25,000 worth of product. So, like I said, I'm looking at only getting two collector's boosters. Whatever I pull out of those is what I pull. Don't give two shits. If I want something, I'll buy it. Because I'm not going to sit there and keep buying another fucking $200 collector booster. Another $200 collector booster.
Why not? Morrow said, bring it, Bob.
Morrow had no input on this.
Yeah.
Well, we'll touch on that later.
We're going to touch on that just for the second right now. So Biffo can quit squinty-eyeing me and going, oh, Morrow bringing out the golden rake. Morrow didn't bring out the golden rake for this because Morrow has nothing to do with this.
He didn't even donate the platinum dustpan for this, all right?
The design team for this, the lead man,
Morrow,
Gavin Verhey.
No surprise.
Sean Main, Ethan Fletcher.
That sounds familiar.
Robert Schuster, Andrew Veen, and Noah Milrod are the design team for this set. Not Morrow, not Daddy Morrow at all.
Dang, that's kind of hard to believe that he had zero.
Now, let's talk about development leads. Jules Robbins, mm-hmm. Hugh Acquire, mm-hmm. Dave Humphreys, Brandon Krenas, Ken Nigel, Adam Prozac, former pro Magic player, Paul Keown, and Sam Strodard. Those are the guys that are that developed the cards for the set. You notice that what's her name's not in this set? Del Toro?
Del Toro. Yeah.
Maybe I wonder how many of those dudes are like on usually doing like regular sets too, because maybe this Morrow didn't have anything to do with it because this is Commander. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Gavin Verhey is a big old
commander.
He's
not a commander guy.
So maybe these other dudes parking lot are just like, oh man, they're really into Commander. Well, except for Humphreys and that other guy.
Okay, so here's the numbers. Here's the numbers. The actual real numbers. So this set contains 361 regular cards, 141 commons, 120 uncommons, 77 rares, 22 mythic rares, one special card. And includes randomly inserted premium versions of all of these cards. There are no basic lands in the main set. The six new commander decks are numbered 362 to 367. And the commander deck reprints are numbered 368 to 504. Basic lands are 504 to 511. Cards that altered card frames have another collector number than the originals. The two borderless planeswalkers are 512 and 513. The foil etch cards are numbered 514 to 614. And the extended artwork cards are 615 to 716. Both regular and foil versions of the borderless and extended art cards may be found in the collector's boosters. There are no variants for the foil etch cards. The cards with the numbers 717 and 720 do not exist. These were going to be extended art versions of the new Commander deck cards, but they were cut from the set. Okay. Cut at the set. At a point for renumbering to occur, but here's the problem. Parking lot brought it up. Noah Bradley did the artwork for those three.
So let me break it down.
What?
So this is something I found on Reddit. They were talking about those three numbers. They were alternate promo cards. They were not what they're saying they are. What they're saying in this set is that like with the Zendikar packs, you were able to get extended arts of the commanders, yep. Right? In the collector box. Cool. I even got one. I was happy about it. I liked them. Supposedly that's what these were going to be, and yeah. They pulled it for some reason. Why would you just pull an extended art of the commanders from that?
I don't think it was the commanders because they're in the set. I think it was more along the lines of extended artwork for land cards, which Noah Bradley is known to be doing for Magic at the time.
Yeah.
But only three.
So we know that Mana Confluence is one of the cards that is the promo
mm-hmm.
for the buy a box.
Mm-hmm.
So The pre-release card is Baron Sangier.
And we know who did that. We do know.
But 722 cards for this set.
Well, to be fair, like...
That's involving like the two commander decks. It makes sense that there's a lot of fucking shit.
Extended arts and all that shit. Yeah.
For number. That makes sense. There is a lot of shit that goes into a set.
That's sad if they're making up lies just to hide that they block Noah Bradley's art. Fucking man the fuck up and just say it.
So if you guys don't know what themes and mechanics that are going to be in this set, they have Encore. Of course, they got Partner. They got Monarch. And they got Cascade.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Those are pretty good.
What I'm really looking forward to. Well, we can touch on this later, but there's some more janky shit that I've come to discover.
No, not you, Fargolat.
Oh, yeah. You never do jank,
Fargolat.
Well, one thing I want to talk about before we go on to the pricing on some of these cards. So, rare to mythic edits. Mana Confluence has gone from rare to mythic slot. Same thing with Scroll Rack.
Yeah.
Rares to uncommon slot dropping down. Burning Anger, Brass Herald, Daring Saboteur, Guiltleaf Winnower, Shimmer Mirror, and Slaughter the Strong.
Brass Herald was a rare?
Yes.
Now, here's the best thing. Rares to common.
Yeah, it was back then.
Rare to common, we have Jolan Tome from the 7th edition.
Yep.
Which we use in...
Old school.
Old school, yeah.
It's a rare and old school.
Now we're going from uncommon to common. Sisse's Ring has now been degraded down to a common.
It's a shit card anyway.
Is that the shit Sol Ring or the shit...
It's the four drop that adds two.
Yeah, it's the shit Sol Ring.
And now the cards that are new to Parking Lot's heart, near and dear, his popper cards...
Yes, yes.
So... The Diamond Cycle from Mirage.
They're all proper legal now.
That's good. Armory of Aros. Champion of the Flame. Eye Blight Massacre.
Pretty fucking
Fairy Conade. Filigree Familiar. Fleshbag Marauder.
Beast.
Fleshbag Marauder's a beast.
That's a beast.
Yes, he is.
And it's worse than Popper.
Flood of Recollection. Haunted Cloak. Howling Golem. Life Crafter's Gift, Malphite Twins, Makeshift Munitions, Scab Goliath, Skyweller's Snot, or Shot, I mean not Snot, Sylph Ascendant, Spectral Searchlight, A Braid.
Yep.
What? That dropped to common?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no. Let me rephrase that. Now we're going from commons to uncommons. A Braid is now going up to uncommon.
It went up to uncommon.
It wasn't uncommon, wasn't it?
It was
uncommon now. Okay, Arcane Signet is now an uncommon.
Oh, no.
Thought Vessel is now an uncommon. And Three Visits is now a uncommon.
I always thought... it wasn't.
It was a common in Portal common, 3 Kingdoms. Yeah,
how are they going to do me an Arcane Signet like that, bro?
So, notable cards. Magus of the Order. The green card that completes the Magus Mega Cycle. Mm-hmm. It's only taken them fucking 25 years, dude. The Prismatic Piper. A Pauper Commander. And the first card with the special rarity is essentially a basic commander, basic lands. It is always available to you whenever you draft or not.
The Prismatic Piper.
Yep. That's the colorless Piper. Yeah.
The colorless commander, you choose a color.
Yeah.
Flood of Recollection. The color number of this blue card, number 61, is out of sync. Being placed between Braylon the Moon Kraken, number 60, and Confiscate at 62. It's played as the last minute replacement for Call to Mind by Therese Nielsen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the conspiracy. See, and
this is where that conspiracy thought was coming from, is that they pulled Therese's card and they were going to put in a Noah Bradley back when Noah Bradley was still doing art for WotC.
Oh, man.
And then the Noah shit happened, and then we're like, well, fuck, now we got to pull something, we got to pull his shit again.
These guys are fucking spineless-ass bitches, dude.
Three visits. What do you think the artwork represents?
I haven't seen it. It's not the old Chinese one, obviously.
No, no. It's got three fairies on it. Three different types of fairies.
Oh, it represents
Dominaria, Eldraine, and Lorwyn. They're each different fairies from different planes.
So it's not Live, Laugh, Love?
No. it's not the Trinity,
bro. It's not Hope, Faith, it's not whatever.
So the Ingenuity Engine, the art of this card depicts several known artifacts. Look it up. Look up Ingenuity Engine and tell me what artifacts you can recognize in that card.
I'm searching right now.
Ingenuity. Well,
you can't even spell that part.
No. I was looking up other old cards. It's not an old card. It's a brand new fucking card.
Yes, it is.
Ingenuity.
Hold on. So you said there's three things in there?
No. What artifacts can you see?
Vidal Canori, Soul Ring. Sure.
Oh, yeah, there's a Soul Ring right there. And... Hold on.
Rings of Bright Earth? No.
Vidal Canori.
What is on the bottom there?
So you got three.
I'm going, for sure, me and Parking Lot agree, Vidal Canori and Soul Ring. What's the bottom one?
What's the box?
Oh, Commander Sphere.
Yeah, like, that could be.
But like busted up.
Half the Commander Sphere?
So you guys want me to tell you what's in it?
Yeah.
So, the art for this card depicts several known artifacts. It has Sensei's Divining Top.
Where, bro?
Behemoth Sledge.
Oh, it's right there in the middle.
Sword of Light and Shadow. Sword of Body and Mind.
Oh, yeah.
Command Sphere.
Yep.
Dark Steel Ignite. Rings of Bright Hearth. The classic original OG Soul Ring.
Which is the middle bar.
Yep. Door to Nothingness. Hammer of Nazan, Vidalic, and Augury.
Well, Parking Lot, I think we did all right. Because we only said three.
We hit a few.
When I found that out, I was like, hold on a minute. I'm looking at the freaking artwork. I'm going like, no shit. Now, that is a fucking question to ask somebody. Hey, what artifacts does this...
That's a good trivia night question right there.
Exactly.
Tell you what.
So...
I'm worried about that shit, bro. Hurry up and tap your lamp and go. I'm gonna fuck about your fucking question.
So what? The first time questions. In foil, Arcane Signet,
yes. Spiring
Roar,
Roy.
Lore Seeker Stone, Morath, Will of the Wild.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Opal Palace, mm-hmm. Orzhov, Advocus, Path of Ancestry.
Yes.
Yep. Ooh.
Three Visits.
Yep.
Thought Vessel.
Yep.
Vow of Flight. Vow of Lightning.
Yep.
Vow of Wilderness.
Yep.
Zedru the Great Hearted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Three Visits, Path, of course Arcane Signet.
Of course Arcane Signet, bro. Oh my god. I'm already looking right now.
How much is the foil? The regular foil.
The regular foil. Regular foil? Parking Lot, what do you pour?
A little bit.
Now let's go with the... I'm going to tell you the foil. While he's looking at the price for that, foil etched reprints. Mm-hmm. So we have Brago.
$40 for the extended foil.
That's not bad.
I'll do it, man.
Yeah, all day long.
Fucking do it.
That's
so we got Brago, King Eternal.
Yep.
Etched foil.
Yep.
Isha, Ojutai Dragon Speaker. Mm-hmm. We have, what was it? Silas Wren, Seeker Adept. Yuriko, the Tiger Shadow. Yeah. I've seen that one, dude.
Yuriko?
It's fucking beautiful because it's a blue etching. It's not just whatever color the thing is, even if it's.
Oh, I thought it was gold.
No, it was only gold
because that was a prosh.
Yeah.
If it's a gold border around the
if it's blue and black,
this one was just blue.
Yeah, two colors that'll focus either on one or both colors, but if it's a three color, becomes a gold card.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have Rakdos, Lord of Riots,
yeah.
Vile Smasher the Fierce,
partner,
Tana the Blood Sower,
partner,
Xenagos, God of Revels,
God,
Karametra, God of the Harvest,
God again.
Siddhar Kondo of Jamara.
Partner.
Ravo Soultender.
Partner.
Tammy of the Weaver.
Partner.
Dude, that one's fucking badass, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Tenma?
Oh, Tenma. Yeah. It's green and blue, the whole fucking... I'm like... And, bro...
No, that's a black-white one.
No, Tenma's
oh,
no, black
oh, white. That's that one. I'm thinking of the... Because your favorite merfolk that's expensive reprint is an etch card.
Oh, man, he must be fucking expensive.
Ludovic. Ludovic, Necro Alchemist.
Partner.
Krom, Ludovic's Opus.
Partner.
Akira, whatever the fuck her name is.
Mindslinger, partner.
Rayhan, the last of the Azban.
Yeah, partner.
Akiri, the Lone Slinger.
Lion Slinger, partner.
Bruce Tarl, whatever the fuck his last
Ox
name
abuser,
is.
Ox Abuser, partner.
Damn, Parking Lot, you know all these fucking...
And I'll let Parking Lot do the last ones here. Mine's the last one. I'm happy.
So we got Kaidel, Chosen of Grufix, partner. Thrasios, Triton Hero, partner. Derevi, Imperial Tactician, Bird God. Zur the Enchanter, Enchantment God.
Yep.
Nekusar, the Mind Razor, Don't Wheel Me. We've got Prosh, which we knew about. Marath, Will the Wild. Great commander. Underrated, in my opinion. Queen Marchesa, long may she reign. Maelstrom Wander, Kerido Ghost Chieftain, Zadru the Greathearted, Moldrotha the Gravetide. People, that's another one that needed a reprint, honestly.
Yeah.
Najilo the Blade Boss, and finally,
Ramos
Dragon Engine.
The one problem I have, what's the one commander that's popular right now, CEDH normal, that did not get one of those reprints in there?
Golos.
Not just Golos.
Godo didn't.
Edgar Markov.
Edgar Markov didn't. That's true.
Did they do it? Did they do the Wizard guy or any of those guys?
No.
Urza and them? No.
No, I'm
None
talking about
the,
like the...
No, they... The... What was that? His
Eminence
ability?
Eminence or something?
Eminence, yeah. They didn't do any of the Eminence abilities. Yeah, the Evanescence.
Like, I'm looking at it, it's like, you have all these great generals here, but where's Markov?
If they...
Wait till Commander Legends 2.0, you know.
Well, we don't have to wait
like
for
three
that,
years.
Because you know what we're getting for next year? We're getting the other... not mystery set. The Modern Horizons 2.0 is coming out next year, and there's going to be a bunch more reprints that we actually need for Commander. So it's going to be 2021 Commander 2.0.
Now, Commander's a thing now. Like, legit. Like,
well,
I think every year.
First off, they need to make sure that Modern Horizons 2.0 is an apology set to the Commander players that have been waiting all fucking year because of fucking COVID, supposedly. Do you get any of this shit done?
How do you like that, man? How do you like the fact that just now after the election, all the COVID numbers have quadrupled and spiked?
No. How do you like 5 days after an election, all of a sudden we have a vaccine that's 90% effective? God damn it, I done told you guys. You guys just don't go to Infowars.com.
So let's go over some of these prices, man. So Shakishima of the Thousand Faces, which I pulled... It's $29.99.
Whoo! Pretty good.
I don't see them as $29.
$10.
Rings of Bright Hearth, I can see those going back up. It's $14.75 for this one.
Yeah, that's a good 20, though.
The cards that I'm looking at, what am I looking at spec buying in here? Wheel of Misfortune.
Yeah.
Because right now they're $13.
Which one was that one again?
The you gamble life, and if you're the highest, you lose that life. If you're in the middle, you wheel. If you're at the bottom, you do nothing.
Yep.
I like that card.
And
super fucking political, dude.
Well, but it's a fun card.
Yeah.
And I think 15 is probably fair.
Hey, Parking Lot, your little fucking Timmy card is $12? 1167 Apex Devastator.
My get.
That's a fucking Parking Lot card ever.
Everyone's gonna be going after Jeweled Lotus. I'm going after the lands.
Yeah, that's the other thing too.
Lands are
cheap. $9. $9.
Yeah,
not bad.
Underground Stadium, Vault of Champions, Training Center, They're all fucking, they're all cheap.
If you can get them for $8 right now, just grab them.
Or you wait a couple of weeks, because the more that get opened,
Bob's right. Yeah, two more weeks and this shit's
if they drop to their lowest, which I'm gonna guess is gonna be like $6, grab them then, because they're still a fair $10 to $12 card.
The one I want to pick up is Staff of Domination.
10 to 12.
Because the other ones are 12. Yep. Yeah.
As soon as the pricing goes down a little bit more for Staff of Dominations, I'll start picking up. I want at least 2 play sets.
What were those at before?
$50-$60.
Damn, dude, this fucking
foils
really
were over a bill.
Them, yeah.
Good money right there.
So, I mean, there's a lot of cards on here that are really, really decent in price. We can't go all through
is
all.
Is the Ewitt the same art?
It is not the Therese Nielsen art.
No.
No. I wish, but we know we're not going to get that one. But your boy Cracked the Thumbless is $3.
Cracked the Thumbless.
Kirk? Mm-hmm. How much is he?
$3. $3.55.
Not bad. I need a fucking foil extended art of him.
No, so, foil etched.
I was excited because I got Neverell, the actual, but a foil. I was like, oh man, he's got to be, and he's only worth like $5.
No respect on the name.
Exactly.
No respect,
no respect on the name.
Put some
of Larry Nevin.
Name, man.
No respect on the name.
Yeah, because Ralphie says the shop has. I saw it. They have a foil command tower down there, a normal one.
It's only like
$10. I didn't even think about the damn fucking command tower.
Yeah, $10.
$10 for a regular foil.
He's going like, yeah.
Bad bust that neck.
But your boy,
that arcane signet.
Blasphemous act, man. $2.
I mean, it needed a reprint anyway, but it wasn't crazy expensive.
So here it is, parking lot. Was it worth it? Was it worth your $110?
Was it worth my $110? Honestly, after opening it, looking at how the packs came out, no. I don't think it's worth buying a box to crack. If you're buying a box, you better be intending to draft it, because these boxes are designed, the packs are staged in a way to encourage the draft format. It's clear as fucking day, because you don't see dupes. Like I said, I only saw 3 dupes on Legendaries. These boxes are intended for draft. So don't sink your money into buying regular boxes. Once again, as that one douchebag that tried to be all political, please invest in buying collector's boosters.
And it's true. We've always pushed collector boosters as the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for you guys out there that are spending $260+ for a collector booster. If you end up pulling junk, because remember, there are dead collector booster boxes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, just hopefully you don't pull boo boo.
I bless ye for not having boo boo on your first box. But if you go hard and try going for a second, I don't know if my blessing will be enough.
And guys, for the commander sets, if they're charging you more than $40 for both of them,
the commander decks,
you're getting ripped off.
2 for $40 is fair because they're pre-cons.
Not just that, if you want to buy them individually, the one of them is $63 out the door.
Dude.
Yeah, 3 TCG player. That's with the commander being $20, $19.95 pre-order. Okay. Everything
else. So the reprints are trash.
Pretty much.
There wasn't really anything.
Do we have a list for those yet?
Yeah, they're out. They're out.
Well, what do you mean? You talking about?
He wants the commander deck list. Which he's got the. Bob over here has the documents.
I think I have them. Oh, that's for brewing the 99.
Commander Legends, Commander Decklist, 6 days ago.
Ethan Merfolk.
Simic.
It's land, and it cares about Merfolk.
Avengers Zendikar. Is Elder Deep Fiend worth anything anymore? No.
Not really.
Is Terastodon, though?
No, he used to be.
Slim Voter ain't worth a dick. Hey, Meteor Golem!
Also dick.
Cultivate and Kadama's Reach. Whoo! Arcane Denial, Counterspell, Beast. Hey, it's got a Beast Within. Not bad. Swift Food Boots. Let's see the lands, parking lot. There's got to be something good in the lands.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
There's really nothing in the lands.
There's nothing in the fucking lands. There. Bro. Not even one fucking land?
Yeah, not even. Not even
give
a
me
reprints.
A fucking. Like a. What's it called? At least a fucking.
Give me a commander
a shock
land.
Or a fucking something, dude.
Give me a fucking check land. Oh, I mean, yeah. Come on.
Jesus like, Christ.
Check lands are only like
Blighted
$5.
Blighted Woodland, Command Tower, Coral Atoll, Evolving Wild, Jungle Basin, Memorial to Genius, Reliquary Tower.
Tap land. It's full of fucking tap lands. So if you really want to play those, you're cutting mana base is the first thing you got to fix. All right, I'm
see
sorry.
Deck. Audric. SRAM, Core Cartographer, Marshall Coup, Winds of Wrath.
Hey, you know, Soul Ring's $2.71.
Is it? Blackblade Reforged.
So, what cards are in here that are not aren't 100%
okay,
reprints?
So, you're looking at the blue green. It's a creature. No.
Bro, they didn't give dick.
Strong Squall Hydra?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Ooh, look at the art on that, dude. Okay, so each deck has one card?
Other than the general, there's like three cards total.
It's three cards in total. The general and two others.
So, it's not really...
So there's no worth
$56.
Ooh, so they're not even worth buying.
Just buy them for hold.
Them, yeah.
Avengers End of Card is going to go up in price.
It's always been a good card. It's been.
So you're really just getting it for the. Did you say the commanders are worth like $20?
Yeah, AC. Because yeah.
You'll only be able
is,
to get them now.
Right? So here's the funny thing about AC. Everyone's comparing her to.
Put that in my fucking budget deck. Yeah, right. At $20.
I mean. I was looking
She's
at
her. Tatyova.
Yeah, it's Tatyova, but worse, technically.
Yeah.
You don't gain the life.
But you can play extra lands, though, and draw
you
extra
play
cards.
Yeah, but you don't get the life to gain the life.
You don't get the, yeah.
I can't use this for Korvald because why? Oh, it has blue.
Blue in it.
Yeah.
What's the other commander, Bob?
The other deck... I'm trying to remember what the other deck is.
Oh, dang it.
That's not bad, parking lot. It costs six, though.
It costs six for a statue of costing five, and you still draw a card, gain a life. Yeah, you lose the on the body playing an extra land. But there's so many fucking effects to do that, even on at a reasonable budget rate.
Yeah.
Like...
Ooh! $36
If you want to buy army for battle...
Just the Boros deck, which rest in peace... You can buy the whole deck for $36.
Yep.
Okay, three drop, human warrior, trample whenever Wyleth attacks, draw a card for each aura and equipment attached to it. So you can make him... He's like Voltron. A shit SRAM. Is SRAM in there? SRAM's
yes,
in there.
SRAM's,
yeah.
In,
oh,
SRAM's
okay.
In there. It's a SRAM deck with an extra color. That's all it is. It's SRAM with another extra color.
Yeah, but come on, man. $36.
Oof. It is boo-boo. It's honestly boo-boo.
I kind of want to buy them just to have them.
And SRAM's the most expensive card. $5.
How much is the commander? Oh, it doesn't have a price yet, huh?
No.
It's going to be boo-boo.
There's a lot of trash in that.
So the new cards in this is under artifacts.
I'll play for the next budget league.
The Blazing Sunsteel.
But if you notice, no Arcane Signet.
No. Not in that.
There's no Arcane Signet in
nope.
There?
Just Soul Rings.
Why would you fuck yourself like that? Go down. Well, what's the other spells? Go down underneath the land. Oh, no, never mind.
Dude, this is it, man. It ain't shit.
There's a dual caster in there?
There is a dual caster mage.
That's... Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, it's only worth 50 cents.
Nice. Throw a fucking Twin Flame in there and win the game.
Man, well.
Combo
breaker. Hey, now we see the next, for next season's Budget League, I'm going after this deck. $36 for $75. I could put up swords, big numbers,
swords,
bro.
Swords.
Uh-huh.
That's all you do. You stacks. Just put swords.
No, stacks.
Oh, fucking Embercleave. Fucking put all stacks. Oh.
No. I'd say I'd go swords. Sword of this, sword of that, sword of this, sword of that.
So, guys, we got a Patreon. We got one $5 tiers, man, for as little as a buck. So, hold on. Before we get on with the Patreon and everything, we know you're not going to buy it, but what cards are you looking at spending money on?
For real, of course I'm going to buy the lands. I'm buying the Simic land.
Obviously.
Thank you for the Orzhov land, and then I need the Golgari. Hull Breacher, bro. I'm probably going to spend money on that Hull Breacher.
Same.
I'm going to wait a couple weeks and see if maybe I can get it down. What do you think? Parking lot, will it ever go down to like 20-ish?
20, 25.
If they open a lot there.
It's only, the thing is, it's a rare. It's a rare. Retarded, so though, bro. I hope 25. I really do.
Okay.
I would love to see lower. I hope to see lower. Same thing with the agent. Mm-hmm.
I might buy the Chroma for my keyword soup deck, and then of course, bro, fucking, you telling me there's out there right now? There's a full or an extended art foil Arcane Signet.
Yep,
Biffle's fucking,
and not just full extended art Command Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm looking forward to those boxes. Confluence
out there like the...
Yep.
The Mana Confluence buy box.
That's where... Collector's packs, here I come, bro. That's about it.
Yeah. Man, did you hear that shit, man? I'm about ready to fucking die. Oh, Wheezy. I'm coming to see you, Wheezy.
No.
He's fucking going to buy packs.
I might buy two.
Yeah.
Dozen.
Parking lot. I got a confession.
This is my confession.
First that I well, hasn't bought packs. You haven't bought packs in a fucking bit, bro.
I bought $200 of 40K in like the last 2 weeks. Oh.
So that's what, so he has to offshoot it now. He has to offshoot it and go, he has to buy $200 worth of magic cards now.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I got a little confession on that one, too.
What?
I got a line for a Nurgle army for about 150.
A what?
Nurgle army for 150.
150 bucks?
Yeah, the guy just put it together, didn't even paint it.
Hey, no, oh, it's a squad, man. It's just fucking
no,
box.
No,
Parno, you gotta show me.
It's two box sets.
You gotta show me this.
It was two different box sets. One that I was there when he bought it. It was a $250 fucking couple pieces. And then another big box of random shit from another guy who was just like, I'm over there doing this army.
Army for fucking $150?
Well, good for you. Hey, we got Patreon, $105 tiers, man. Those are a bucket you added to the D-Gen chat.
Oh, you better.
It's safe in his closet. Don't worry.
And obviously these guys are playing 40K or planning to play 40K.
I need to learn how to play 40K. Let's start with that.
We're going to learn together. When I go, we're going
to
learn.
Tried to teach me how to play, well, he fucked it up for everybody for me because I'm never going to play the game again. So.
You're a wealth of knowledge in the lore. You should come back.
No. Why, man? They don't like me in this fucking game.
They don't like you in fucking Magic.
You know why? I got a fucking bullseye as soon as they, oh my God, I get to play Bob? Oh, yeah. I beat Bob.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's why I haven't played Bob yet. I'll fucking get it tattooed.
And I've got, so we're talking about the Budget League.
I'll beat your ass so hard just to say.
I did make some investments into that. I knew Force of Will wasn't
no fucking $40, motherfucker. Hey.
But when you were playing that league, Stephanie beat you, though.
Yeah, I was a scrub, too. I was
and a scrub, Danny too. And everybody else.
That's back when Force Will might have been under $40, bro. That's not long ago that shit.
So, like I said, we got Patreon, $1 and $5 tiers, man. For as little as a buck, man, get added to the DJN chat. Right now, we got a league going on, and it's actually some fun,
fucking
man.
Fun, bro.
Yeah, and I've been telling some people about it, and they're like, yeah, I'll jump on to the Patreon towards the beginning of the year.
It's not about being a Patreon. It's... Yeah,
participating,
and next year we're doing something a little bit different.
Yeah,
for season two. So we also got Facebook, Parking Lot's on Instagram.
I am Parking Lot, and my good friend. I am not Parking Lot or Haunt Water. Come hang out.
Check them out.
I've got great fans who love to message me throughout the day and just
Talking what song? Awesome. What the fuck song was on the end of that fucking episode?
Yeah.
Hey, that's one of my favorite fans. All right, don't do that to him. Don't.
Oh, that's speed bump.
That's one of my speed bumps.
Oh fuck! Is that what you call him? God damn! At least I can go crack for you for hours.
Speed bump nation.
So, guys, this is over.
Parking lot.
Arcane Biffo.
Ooh.
Full art. Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys, we'll see you in the next one.
Dude, $150, man.
$150.
What has he got in it? Oh, you're going to sell
it? I don't even fucking know.
He's selling you it for $150. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I kind of want to play it.
There's like 40 pieces in total. Ooh. Like something like that. So, I mean, it's got to be worth it.
$150?
Because it's just been sitting there.
It's only a movie.
It's not funny.
You were scared, weren't you?
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, you were scared.
Save them.